I'm Quinn Higgs. This is Deep Dive. With the newly opened medically supervised injecting room in North Richmond on the 28th of June, we now have two medically supervised injecting rooms in Australia. In the year 2001, the New South Wales government approved for the opening of the first of these facilities in King's Cross, Sydney. Now, as a second safe injecting room opens in North Richmond, Australians have another opportunity to support the development of safe injecting rooms as the most effective way to eliminate preventable overdose deaths and to provide support for the health and safety of the general public in areas where visible drug use occurs. There are now nearly 100 supervised injecting facilities all around the world, though these are almost entirely found in the Northern Hemisphere. These sites come with many different names, such as drug consumption rooms, overdose prevention facilities, supervised injecting sites, but all provide an identical service. These facilities are often used by people who consume drugs who don't have somewhere safe to use. It is imperative that we shift our current outdated and closed-minded view of legal and illegal drugs. There is currently a big difference between handing cash over a counter to purchase alcohol or tobacco and paying for other types of drugs from the local drug dealer. However, the actual difference is surprisingly minute if we think about the ways drugs have been viewed historically. Rather, it is the stigma that surrounds the use of drugs, which has been classified as illegal, which damages Australia's progression to a more accepting and open-minded view of drug use. Now, if I asked you what drugs kill the most people in Australia each year, a vast majority would instantly envision pictures of blood-filled needles and syringes, pipes, and small baggies of crushed-up white powder. The eye-catching headlines of Australia's ice epidemic, or heroin problem, in our daily papers stick with readers, often causing them to believe it is the drugs classed as illegal that are the major killers of Australians today. However, the reality is the opposite is true. It is the drugs that are legal in Australia, especially alcohol, that causes both the most harm and fatalities per year. A 2018 report from the National Drug Research Institute estimated that 5,785 Australians aged 15 and over died of alcohol-attributable disease and injury in 2015. They found that there were over 144,000 hospitalizations due to alcohol use between July 2012 and June 2013. Now is the time to provide those people who consume drugs, often in secrecy, better ways to access the help and support they need. Many people are not aware that the drug for which most people seek treatment for is in fact alcohol and is classed as a legal drug. When people use illegal drugs in unsafe ways, they often don't have access to the necessary support and resources available when compared to those who use alcohol and tobacco. The newly implemented and much-needed Richmond Safe Injecting Room is imperative in the reduction of injecting litter and other drug paraphernalia. There is much uproar surrounding the centre being located near a primary school. However, this can only be seen as a benefit to the safety of the local community. No longer will Richmond streets be littered with needles. No longer will primary school-aged children be forced to witness the result of a serious Australian health crisis. In less than a week after the opening of the facility, long-time Richmond local Lorraine has noted a tangible, immediate, and obvious difference to the bin area of her local apartment block, which had been previously covered with used needles. Now not one person or one needle is in that area, she commented. With the injecting facility now open, those who previously had no place to turn to the streets, alleyways, car parks, and laneways to satiate the void that their drug addiction created, find themselves with a place to safely inject under the careful watch of trained professional healthcare workers. Not only is the safety of these individuals who are injecting drugs prioritised, but also the health of the wider Australian population. Facilities like this across the world have shown that they help reduce the spread of HIV and hepatitis C, both of which are diseases that are transmitted through the using and sharing of already used needles, through unprotected sexual contact, or from mother to baby during childbirth. Safe injecting rooms cease the need to share injecting equipment and provide sterile needles and syringes, significantly reducing the proportion of people living with these life-ending or debilitating diseases. This is further backed by more than 220 peer-reviewed papers that support the efficacy of safe injecting rooms. Now, to better understand the need for a safe injecting room in Victoria, we must look at the continuing success of the King's Cross Medically Supervised Injecting Centre. Opened since May of 2001, the King's Cross Medically Supervised Injecting Centre has been imperative for providing a safe place for people to use drugs. The facility saves our taxpayers $3 million annually through providing a range of services and helping prevent and treat drug overdoses. The number of overdose-related ambulance call-outs has decreased by 80% since the King's Cross Safe Injecting Room was opened, and can solely be attributed to the prevention of overdoses that can happen when injecting alone without support or medical help. This astounding figure is further supported by the 2006 report by the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research. They found no adverse impact on crime in the King's Cross area after the opening of the medically supervised injecting room. While it's very hard to accurately calculate the exact cost of an opioid overdose death, the United States White House recently published a report quoting a figure of $30,000. This puts into perspective the sheer cost that a single overdose death can have. As well as the massive amount of money spent after these people have passed, we must also include the additional priceless cost of a lost life. It is imperative we focus our money towards the prevention and treatment of drug-related overdoses in our communities. This can be through making the drug naloxone more accessible and available to those who need it. Naloxone effectively reverses an opioid overdose and saves real people's lives. Used in King's Cross by trained professionals, naloxone, often together with oxygen, has helped prevent 7,000 fatal overdoses since its opening. In addition to being cheap and easy to use, there are a number of programs that have looked into providing naloxone administration training for people most at risk who inject drugs. Safe injecting facilities provide one of the best places to run these programs. Economic modelling studies from the Drug Policy Modelling Program at the University of New South Wales have also found that the savings provided by safe injecting rooms outweigh the cost, making these facilities cost-saving. While a majority of users are not necessarily isolated from outside support networks, the ones that are most visible in and around street-based drug markets like North Richmond often are. This is seen as a result of increased marginalization through either their current living situations or overall general stigma surrounding injecting drug use. People in these situations benefit from using safe injecting rooms as they are able to connect with additional services that they may not otherwise utilize. Some of these include counseling, medical health services, and referrals onto further rehabilitation and treatment. Treatment for hepatitis C and affordable housing are also highly utilized. Through promoting education and encouraging access to psychological support, blood tests, social health counseling, safe injecting rooms improve access to services and support networks for normally hard-to-reach individuals. A common held belief, by those who object to the evidence-based approach of safe injecting rooms is that these sites promote drug use. This is an argument with no factual basis and only acts to create a larger divide between the general public and people who inject drugs. Medically supervised injecting rooms aim to achieve three main goals: to provide an environment for safer drug use, to improve the health of drug users, and to reduce public disorder. Safe injecting rooms were created to support the most marginalized members of the public who consume drugs in hazardous ways and provide them with a place to inject drugs in a safer environment. Now, would there still be illegal drug use if there was not safe injecting rooms available? Of course there would be. The anecdotal evidence from North Richmond before the implementation of the medically supervised injecting room is just one example of that. There is no evidence that medically supervised injecting rooms increase the number of first-time users or do they promote drug use. Instead, these sites provide a service for people who use drugs regularly, potentially preventing thousands of overdose-related deaths, and have been shown to increase referrals for those who use drugs to get further help. All intelligent members of the Australian public know that the outdated approach of attempting to stop drug use is futile and a waste of time and resources. Instead, we must come together in support of the Richmond Medically Supervised Injecting Room as it successfully reduces overdose deaths and drug-related harm. The instant positive effect that the implementation of this site has had on the Richmond community is unparalleled and will continue to save taxpayers' money in the long term. We owe it to the often marginalized members of our society who use drugs to help provide them with easier access to a much-needed support network and treatment possibilities. Thank you for listening to this week's installment of Deep Dive. I'm Quinn Higgs. On the next episode, we'll be looking into the increasing use of and number of deaths from home-produced steroids.